Dear Sangha, today is the 25th of April 2010. We are in Upper Hamlet of Plum Village. In the Still Water Meditation Hall. He is the list of Dhamma teacher apprentice, lay Dhamma teacher apprentice is not complete yet. One not the East of Dhyan. It's on the list of those you don't know in Vietnamese. On the Dhamma teacher, apprentice Dhamma teacher. Yeah? No, apprentice. Of course, they participate on the meeting of the Dhamma teacher, and they need to be trained at least 1 year. In Germany, there is 3. Now we are learning the sutra about transforming violence and fear. Throughout the age among any great number. It seems that he's reading from the beginning, number 1st, 2, 3, 4. So,
yeah.
Everyone sees himself as superior to others. Few people know to let go of passion. The whole world has been burned by war. Not having seen the reality, people continue to hold hatred and ignorance in their heart. Binding themselves in those state of mind, they bring themselves more misunderstanding and suffering. They have looked deeply into the state of mind of unhappy people. I have looked at the deep of mind of unhappy people, and I have seen hidden under their suffering a very sharp point knife. Because they don't see that sharp point knife in themselves, it's difficult for them to deal with suffering. The pain caused by the sharp point knife lasts as long, a long time, and does not change. Because they continue holding onto the knife like that, they fill the world with suffering. Only when they have the opportunity to recognize it and extract it from their heart, it will suffer, will the suffering cease, and only when they have the chance to stop. Don't let yourself be caught in any of the entanglement of life. We must know to cut through the root of error and disorder. Let go of them, stop leaning on them. If you can let go of wrong desire, you can overcome all suffering. Practitioner must transcend the cycle of suffering in order to realize their career of liberation. A real practitioner must have a sincere mind. He does not do anything based on his wrong perception. He just walks straight on his path and does not speak with two tongues. He must know how to extinguish the fire of hatred and anger. He must know to break through the obstacle of ambition in him. If he know how to unravel the net of affliction, he will start to see the shore of liberation. We should let go of pride. We should not sleep too much, not let ourselves fall into indolence. We should know how to live and work moderately, and not let ourselves be carried away by the majority. Let us not be caught by any dazzling appearance, and let us know how to walk away unfazed. Let us away contemplate the empty nature of all things in order to attain the quiet nirvana. Don't insult anyone. Don't let yourself be pulled away and attached to deceiving appearance. Don't let yourself be drowned in entertainment and forget that the goal of our practice is to help ourselves and others to get out of suffering. What belongs to the past, we don't think about anymore. What belongs to the future, we don't dream about. We should recognize what is happening in the present moment so we don't forget caught in it. In this way, we must walk alone on the five vast continent with no one jealous of us anymore. 11. Say sexual desire is the force that causes the most destruction, the flood, and the anguish of the whole world. Only by seeing that can we master all doubts. When we wholeheartedly contemplate interdependent co-arising, we must see that if we are not free from all the pollution of sexual desire, it will be difficult for us to end suffering. Today we are learning the number 12 paragraph. Throughout the age, among any great number of people, very few have capacity to let go of sexual desire. Once a practitioner can release it through, he feels no loss and no need to move anywhere. That flood subsides all by itself, and nothing can preoccupy us anymore. everyone have hold a big block of craving. And when we decide to be a monastic practitioner, we train ourselves to release. If you cannot release all, you are not a true practitioner, monastic practitioner. A practitioner, you can, you do it gradually, slowly. But monastic, you have to more, be more diligent. At any time, the number of those who really practice is few. Very few have the capacity to let go of sexual desire. Once a practitioner can release it, he feels no loss and no need to move anywhere. When you release already, you see that you have not lost anything. And when you feel that you release all, you will lose a lot. But when you finally can release it, and you see that you have not lost anything, and you are even richer. And you don't need to go anywhere, to move anywhere. We are not satisfied with the present moment, and we stay here and we look at another, we stay in this mountain, we look at another mountain, we stay in this place, and we look for another place, and you never be satisfied. And that is why we run, from here we run there, and from there we run back here, and all our life is only running. When you have that, when you hold that block of desire, and even you have a lot, but you don't feel enough. You have already 2 million. Oh, it's not enough. Maybe 3 or maybe 4. And if you have 4 million, oh, it's not enough. And you always try to find somebody, and oh, this place is big, but the salary is bigger than the other place. But if you can release that running after on this craving, and then you feel that strange, you are richer than you thought. You have no lost, and you feel that is that quite enough for you. Samtusta is Ditu is, you know that you have enough and you are quite happy with what you have enough. Ditu. So, you are very satisfied of what, where you are at that moment. And you have no need to run up to anything. It's only 6 words, but it's very, if you can release it and you see that you have no loss and no need to move anywhere. You have no desire to run, to pursue anywhere. I have enough of what I need. I have plenty of what I need. The flood of need subsides by itself, and nothing can preoccupy you anymore. that flood, it means that flood of craving. That craving, that desire, that quick, is like a flood. Pushing you. So that flood subsides by itself. And nothing can preoccupy us anymore. So it's you who decide to stop. Du yi duang, it means that current of flowing will stop by itself. Throughout the age, among any great number of people, very few have the capacity to let go of sexual desire. One, the practitioner can release it. Two, he feels no loss and no need to move anywhere. That flood subsides all by itself and nothing can preoccupy us anymore. That flood will not preoccupy you anymore. The paragraph number 13. Leaning on the strength of the vehicle of understanding, the Muni is when the crosses to the other shore. Thanks to the understanding, he does not worry anymore and he feels protected. We have to lean on the strength of understanding. The strength of a monastic is not money, fame. The strength of a practitioner is to know the truth, to know clearly what is need, what is not need, is what is enough. Leaning on the strength of the vehicle understanding. Riding on the, is riding. Riding the energy of truth in order to realize. The, here it means vehicle, but it also means the truth. Crosses to the of the vehicle of truth to go to the other shore. Other shore is the shore of understanding. Leaning on the strength of the vehicle of understanding, the Muni crosses to other shore. No more worries, no more anxiety. Thanks to the understanding, he does not worry anymore. Tuệ giác, understanding. And he feels protected. Everyone have hold a big block of craving. And when we decide to be a monastic practitioner, we train ourselves to release. If you cannot release all, you are not a true practitioner, monastic practitioner. A practitioner, you can You do it gradually, slowly. But monastic, you have to be more diligent. At any time, the number of those who really practice is few. Very few have the capacity to let go of sexual desire. Once a practitioner can release it, he feels no loss and no need to move anywhere. When you release already, you see that you have not lost anything. And when you feel that you release all, you will lose a lot. But when you finally can release it, and you see that you have not lost anything, and you are even richer. And you don't need to go anywhere, to move anywhere. We are not satisfied with the present moment, and we stay here and we look at another, we stay in this mountain, we look at another mountain, we stay in this place, and we look for another place, and you never be satisfied. And that is why we run from here, we run there, and from there we run back here, and all our life is only running. When you have that, when you hold that block of desire, and even you have a lot, but you don't feel enough. You have already 2 million. Oh, it's not enough. Maybe 3 or maybe 4. And if you have 4 million, oh, it's not enough. And you always try to find somebody, and oh, this place is big, but the salary is bigger than the other place. But if you can release that running after on this craving, and then you feel that strange, you are richer than you thought. You have no lost. And you feel that is that quite enough for you. Samtusta is D2 is, you know, that you have enough and you are quite happy with what you have enough. D2. So, you are very satisfied of where you are, at that moment, and you have no need to run up to anything. Sa bậc một dọc bậc tàu. It's only 6 words, but it's very, if you can release it and you see that you have no loss and no need to move anywhere. You have no desire to run, to pursue anywhere. Something to start. I have enough. I have enough of what I need. I have plenty of what I need. The flood of need subsides by itself, and nothing can preoccupy you anymore. That flood, it means that flood of craving. That craving, that desire, that quick, is like a flood pushing you. So that flood subsides by itself. And nothing can preoccupy us anymore. So it's you who decide to stop. Du yi đoàn is mean that current of flowing will stop by itself. throughout the age. Among any great number of people, very few have the capacity to let go of sexual desire. One, the practitioner can release it. Two, he feels no loss and no need to move anywhere. That flood subsides all by itself, and nothing can preoccupy us anymore. That flood will not preoccupy you anymore. The paragraph number 13. Leaning on the strength of the vehicle of understanding, the Muni is in the green, crosses to the other shore, tends to the understanding, he does not worry anymore, and he feels protected. We have to lean on the strength of understanding. The strength of a monastic is not money, fame. The strength of a practitioner is to know the truth, to know clearly what is need, what is not need, is what is enough. The leaning on the strength of the vehicle understanding. Riding on the is riding. Riding the energy of truth in order to realize. Here it means vehicle, but it also means the truth. Crosses to the of the vehicle of truth to go to the other shore. Other shore is the shore of understanding. Leaning on the strength of the vehicle of understanding, the Muni crosses to other shore. No more worries, no more anxiety. Thanks to the understanding, he does not worry anymore. Tuệ giác, understanding. And he feels protected. Due to the fact that we can see directly the path, you have seen directly the path of peace. You are directly in contact with that path. So when you can taste that path of peace, that white path, and then when you see like that, you are not caught by any little detail, the worldly perception. In the world, there is many different view on politics, on economy. But if you don't see the true path of peace, you can be caught by that idea or other idea. And so when you can see that, you will not be caught by any partisan side. If you can transcend the worldly perception. Once you have seen, you have discovered, and you release from that heretic view, and the suffering will dissipate by itself, and you are not caught by any worldly view in order to see, to have direct contact with the path of peace. And then you cannot no longer be caught by any view of the world. When the practitioner is not caught in any idea that this body is mine, he understands that self is by nature ungraspable, impossible to be grasped, and does not really exist. Therefore, he does not have anything to worry about anymore. The 15th, when the practitioner is not caught in any idea like this body is me, he understands that self is by nature ungraspable. You will not. You will not calculate. You will not. You will not see this body. These five skandhas are yourself. When you see the nature of emptiness of the five skandhas, all these things are not really existing because they are very conditioned. With if one condition is not there, and this will be in trouble, and so we can see that. You cannot grasp. Bhakkha cannot grasp. The teaching of ungrasped, impossible to grasp, is very, very profound teaching. Impossible to grasp. The teaching is very profound. We think that you can grasp her or him on that property or that things. Even God, you cannot grasp. Buddha, you cannot grasp. Because you want to grasp what? For instance, if you want to grasp God, you want to do what? To grasp God? With your hand of five finger, can you grasp God? No. How you can grasp God with your spirit? Yeah. You can say that God exists or doesn't exist. The God is the creator or not the creator. Can you use your idea to grasp God in that way? Idea of yes, can you grasp God? No. The idea of no, can you grasp God? Before, after, time, space, cannot grasp, you cannot grasp God. So God is ungraspable, impossible to be grasped. Science nowadays is trying to grasp the nature of reality, trying to get into small, at molecule, and then atom, and then electron, and then vehicle. Now is the smallest. But you cannot grasp reality. The scientists with their mind, with their knowledge on science, on mathematics, they cannot grasp one vehicle. Even they have all the most sophisticated machine. You cannot grasp God, you cannot grasp even an atom or electron. So if you are loving somebody and you think you can grasp him or her, I think that you know already. More you grasp her or him, more you lose him or her. And is your own body, can you grasp it? Do you know who you are? Do you know that? Is you know who you are and how you want to grasp others? And you also, is impossible to grasp yourself, and you cannot impossible to grasp your beloved one. Do you hear story? That is the most profound teaching of the Buddha. Nirvana, you cannot grasp. God, you cannot grasp. Tathagata, you cannot grasp. Suchness, you cannot grasp. In the Prajnaparamita, the heart of understanding, he said that no attainment, no obtention, no attainment. No obtention, no attainment. Because the reality of all the world is empty, like the onion. Every day you use some onion for cooking. You take one petal. You take another petal, you think that inside there is something very important, maybe the kernel, and when you take all, and there is no kernel at all. All are onion. You are onion. We all are onion. So five skandhas is form, feeling, perception, mental formation, consciousness are also onion. Five petal. And the Buddha is also onion. Before touching the earth, to the Buddha, he said, I know that you are onion, and I am onion. I am also an onion, so we can have true communication. Because I am empty, and you are empty. I am empty like an onion, you are empty like an onion. And that is why real communication is possible. If you are hermetic, if you are waterproof, and then I am permeable, and so how we can communicate? So before touching the earth in front of Buddha, you have to see the emptiness of the Buddha, the emptiness of yourself. Here is not a theory. That is the wisdom of no self. The wisdom of no obtention and no attainment. that is tends to the emptiness, emptiness of a separate entity, emptiness of a separate hermetic entity. So don't say that the heart of Prajnaparamita, the heart of Buddhist understanding, is belonging only to Mahayana Buddhist sutra. But here is the first, very first, many first sutra, many very first texts given by the Buddha before even he has a monastery. So, when we can see, you can see self is nothing important. Self is so ungraspable. And why you are so worried? Let go gently, harmoniously, and things will go on. When ignorance is completely uprooted and any new sprout of ignorance are removed and given no chance to grow, the practitioner does not discriminate between allies and enemies and so no longer grasped at anything. Shikang. Kang is root. Kang is root and she is ignorance. Shikang means you have to uproot the shikang. Uproot the shikang to mean the root of ignorance. We have to uproot the root of ignorance. And any new sprout of ignorance are removed and giving no chance to grow. Yeah, it's very beautiful. The practitioner does not discriminate between allies and enemies. So the non-duality teaching is there at the first year of the teaching of the Buddha. We do not grasp the past, we do not grasp the future. We also do not grasp even the present moment. We are free of the past, free of the future, and free of the present moment. And when you arrive that you cannot distinguish between enemies and allies. Allies is also enemies, enemies is on. So, and when you arrive to that, there is no war, no violence, no terrorism. Because the terrorist is you. The violent person is you, but the holy person is also you. The understanding person is also you. The terrorist is also you. And so there is no duality. You are one. And this world is the world of terrorism, violence. And if you have that great understanding, and you know, our world nowadays is full of terrorists, full of violence. And I have the impression that the Buddha just teach this sutra this morning. This society is full of violence and terrorism. And there is a deep insight who can help you to reach the non-dualistic of the world. Because you are like that and other like that. You start to be bad, he start to be worse. And he start to be worse, you are worse. And so on, so forth. And so, if you only read that sutra study, put into practice this sutra very profoundly, and we can have peace right away. Not right away, but gradually. And this sutra is very profound and very actual, relevant to our time. The terrorist who hold a bomb and kill himself and kill people because he suffers so much. He suffers so much, and there is a lot of block of pain and ignorance in him. And so, and he have a perception that I am in the sight of God and they are in the sight of evil. And so they think that we have to punish the evil. So that is a kind of the idea, dualistic way. There is evil and there is holy. And that is the root of ignorance. We have to uproot, we have to transform that root of ignorance. And if there is a little young root of ignorance grow, you can uproot easier. So you transcend all this wrong perception and you see that there is no ally and no enemy. Enemy is also ally. If the politician in the world, Obama and Sarkozy, learn this sutra, will we help the world a lot. Look at the meditation hall. It's so beautiful. And please enjoy the meditation hall in spring. The brother, the sister, the lay practitioner in all hamlet have done the best to realize this meditation hall.